from other franchises will be there, including some mob wives. So the crowd is going to be something to see in itself. So I'm excited. And, yeah, get your tickets, everybody that's listening. Tell me more about it, Sid, because I think you have a lot to do. What else is going on here?
Well, I didn't know that, like, Renee Graziano and the Mob Wives were coming, too, but...
I mean, Victoria's, Big Ange's sister and her whole family.
Oh, the whole family's
big,
coming.
Big Ange, wow.
How about that?
There was only one Big Ange, the biggest star of all.
She died, though, right?
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she died.
But
you did say the husbands, like your ex-husband Frank and Joe Gorga, even guys like Tiki Barber, they're going to be at this game, too.
Tiki Barber will be there. Tiki and his wife will be on the team. And Big Frank, who I don't know how good of a softball player he is. His legs are too big to run. I don't know what he's going to do, but he'll be there. Joe Gorga, Evan Goldschneider, who's very athletic. So, you know, it's going to be something. Who else? Oh, even Bill Aiden. Joe Beningo, we love him.
Bro. Hey,
Beningo.
Dolores.
Bernie, you better be there. That's all I'm saying. I know you watch the show now. You're a part of it.
I do. I love the show, and you're great on it. And by the way, have you been, what position do you like and to play? Will you be playing? And have you been practicing for the softball game?
Unfortunately, I've had no time to practice. I used to play. Mom, when did I play? I was like a... like 10. I don't know. I was a catcher. Okay, by the way. Anyway, that was my position. I'm not sure what I'm doing. I know I'm the coach of the team. I'm the big shot there. It's my event. I'm just so excited. So I'll figure it out. Lauren Scal is going to be on with us. She's going to be first base coach.
She's the weather lady at Channel 4. I watch her every morning. Very nice
you
lady.
You do?
Yeah, every
she's
single morning.
She's the nicest person. She's a little mitzvah partner with me. We give out toys to Maimonides kids at Christmas. So she's great. I've had a lot of people reach out to be a part of it. You know, it gives you a lot of faith in humanity these days when something like this comes up. And people like you help us. And it's just really exciting.
I just got a text from the aforementioned Joe Beningo, Margaret's husband, said, go Sid, Joe will be out there playing. Again, not the Joe Beningo from The Fan, his first cousin.
Bro.
The other Joe Beningo. Bro. So, Dolores, for
he's
folks...
He's like my boyfriend, Joe. He's the best guy. Joe, you're listening. You know how I feel. He's the best.
He is the best guy. So, for folks who are excited about this, and you can learn more at, of course, Dolores' Instagram, at Dolores Catania, even mine, at rosenberg.sydney. For folks who want to get tickets, Dolores, what should they do? What's the easiest way to purchase tickets for 2 weeks from tomorrow?
BattleForBrooklyn.org. That's where you go.
That's the number four, not the word, right?
Right. So it's BattleForBrooklyn.org.
All right. And everybody's coming, right? Teresa and all of them. All the girls
Teresa
will be there.
Teresa and Louie, her boyfriend Louie, they had a year anniversary yesterday.
Nice.
Yes. So and the whole cast.
The whole cast. And the Mob Wives and Lauren Scala, for God's sake.
Huge. Kind of
star-studded.
Lauren Scala. Leah from New York will be there.
Oh, Leah, I just watched her last night. I did watch Ebony and that crew last night. And starting pitcher.
Ebony's coming.
Oh, she is
I'm
coming.
I'm telling you. Yes. Okay. Ebony's coming also. So Martin Snow, Leah's coach partner there that's on TV all the time with her. Well, so there's going to be a lot. There's actually more. I just haven't seen my RSVPs yet.
Well, maybe possibly some fights among the Real Housewives, you know.
Sure.
It's always a possibility.
It always is, right?
Dwight Gooden is going to pitch for the New Jersey team, yes. He already gave me the confirmation. He's going to be the starting pitcher. So they've got a lot of star power there. Well, Dolores, listen, it's going to be great. And
it's
a great endeavor. What you're doing is very nice. You do great work for that hospital, and that's why you received that beautiful award last summer. Very deserved. So congratulations.
I have to say a happy birthday to Heshy. Sorry to cut you off, Heshy. I wish you the happiest birthday ever.
Absolutely.
There you have it. And, of course, Valerie, you know you're still listening. We love you. Good luck to you, and you be well so we can enjoy this game in a couple of weeks. Okay, Valerie?
Thank you. She said thank you.
All righty. Valerie, baby, you're the best. And Dolores, you are a bad woman, Dolores. You are a bad woman.
I know.
We'll see you later. Good luck.
August 12th.
Take care. August 12th. You too.
Listen, traffic and sports next. But right now it is time for the 77 WABC Clip of the Day. Listen to Charlie Kirk weekdays at noon here Charlie talks about our government.
Why was the intel agencies or the bureau going around to certain right-wing personalities telling them not to visit Washington, D.C. on January 6th? Why was that? Why do we not know who planted the pipe bombs? Why is there so much footage that has yet to be released? Why are the people that went into the Capitol and took selfies in solitary confinement, like they're Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber? So this is the priority of our government. Andrew Cuomo and Gretchen Whitmer send infected Chinese coronavirus patients into nursing homes, and the Department of Justice says we're not interested.
He's brilliant, Charlie Kirk, every weekday at noon here on 77 WABC. Joe Nolan, that westbound LIA thing, how's it looking now?
It's still basically about the same, but I love the hat you got on there. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, thanks. He's watching.
Got it on right
That's
here.
That's right. The Rangers, Army Rangers.
Yep, Army Rangers. Inbound Long Island Expressway, Bernie, we're backed up Lake Success all the way through Casino Boulevard. Accident investigation, it's still there. It's off on the right shoulder. It is still in the process of being cleared. Now, it was closed. All lanes were closed for quite a while, actually, and then they've just kind of shoved it all off to the shoulder as they continue to investigate what's going on there. Eastbound on Route 80, we're still packed between exits 54 to exit 58. Again, that overturned dump truck, there's debris all over the place. They're ultimately opening and closing again the two left lanes. New York State Thruway southbound exit 9, right lane going to be out. Inbound George Washington Bridge, a 20-minute delay, 15 at the Lincoln and Holland. And on the Garden State Parkway northbound at exit 89A, there is a vehicle fire in the right lane. And alternate side of the street parking rules again today are going to be in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic Talk Radio 77 WABC.
This is Sid on Sports.
Oh, my God!
On 77 WABC.
All right. From the big celebrity softball game at Maimonides to actual baseball last night, the Yankees and the Rays. And the Yankees win again. They're playing much better baseball. They get by Tampa 4-3. The new kid, Ryan Lamar, with a big home run for the Yanks last night.
That one is hit to right field and deep. Going back, Margot on the track at the wall. See ya. A home run the other way for Lamar. And the Yankees lead 4-2.
It's our friend Michael Kay on the call, Yes Network. With the win, the Yankees improved to 52-47. They're still 9 back of Joe Abud's division-leading Boston Red Sox. Of course, they'll play Tampa Bay again later on tonight. Yankees come off the win. The news not so good for the Mets. A big night for Riley and the Braves. He had a grand slam home run, knocked in 6 runs in all, and the Mets get blown out at Citi 12-5 by Atlanta. Metropolitans, of course, are still in first place, leading the Phillies by 3.5 games. The record is now at 53-46. They've got a 4-game lead over the Braves as well, and they will once again play Atlanta in Citi Field in Queens later on tonight. Sports brought to you by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. Check them out, peerlessboilers.com, paviliontankless.com. They do build America's best boilers. A win for the Yankees, a loss for the Mets. With sports, I'm Sid.
Power of information 24/7. Download the all-new 77 WABC mobile app.
Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary, subject to terms and conditions, not available in all areas. If you're a small business owner, things may have gotten tougher lately. You're probably looking for savings wherever you can find them. So you may be surprised to hear that most small businesses overpay for workers' compensation insurance. Many insurance companies just aren't set up to give small businesses the savings they deserve. But Pie Insurance was created to change that. We serve small businesses exclusively, and we can save you up to 30%. You owe it to yourself to find out if you're overpaying. Just get a quote right from your computer or smartphone at trypie.com. Pie Insurance is a no-brainer. With our simple online experience and outstanding service, we're rated excellent on Trustpilot by our customers, who tell us Pie is fast, affordable, and easy to work with. As easy as pie, in fact. Savings matter now more than ever. Isn't it worth taking 3 minutes to find out if you're overpaying for workers' comp? Ask your insurance agent for Pie Insurance or get a quote today at trypie.com. That's TRYPIE.com.
We are honored that U.S. News & World Report has ranked 3 Hackensack Meridian Health Hospitals among the best in New Jersey. Hackensack University Medical Center was ranked number 1 in the state, while also ranking nationally in 3 specialties. Joseph M. Sanzari Children's Hospital at Hackensack University Medical Center ranked as the state's number 1 children's hospital. And JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute has been ranked among the best rehabilitation hospitals in the country. Learn more at HackensackMeridianHealth.org.
Joan Hamburg here, and I'm going to share with you one of my great pleasures. A bath fitter that literally fit over my old bathtub. It's gorgeous. It's the best stress reliever you can have. No mess installing. They do it in a day. Over 2 million satisfied customers. Great financing options. Call Bath Fitter now. You tell them Joan sent you. 877-792-BATH. 877-792-BATH.
Folks, as you know, my friend Mike Lindell, he's been helping people sleep, get a great night's sleep for a long time. He has a passion for this. Now, he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule, and I'm sure yours as well, folks. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you ain't never going to want to sleep on anything else, folks. I got to tell you, it's like sleeping in a 4-star hotel with these Giza Dream sheets, which come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer for our listeners right here. You will receive a 2-for-1 low price plus free shipping. Here's what you do. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code WABC. While you're there, you're not going to find only this amazing offer only, but also deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products as well, including the MyPillow mattress top and the MyPillow towel sets, the doggy beds, all of them. They're terrific. And again, you know Mike Lindell, he's under siege from the cancel culture, so he needs your love and support at about this time, the vicious cancel culture. In return, you get great products. And what you do again is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use that promo code WABC, or you can call MyPillow at this number, 1-800-887-2185. That's 1-800-887-2185. Again, MyPillow.com, but either the number or the website, use that promo code WABC.
This is the news and talk station of New York with Bernie and Sid in the morning.
What is going on?
Real New York, 77 WABC.
Bluebirds suddenly appear every time you are near. Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why?
You know, her brother, Richard Carpenter, who's, of course, the angelic voice of the late, great Karen Carpenter. Richard was on Orlando's show last week, I think.
Whose show?
Tony Orlando.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, that's right.
It's a big deal.
We talked to him about it.
Yes, we did. Yeah, yeah. Close to You, the Carpenters, at 7:43 on your Wednesday morning. Once again, thanks to Dolores Catania. Buy those tickets, folks. Battle, the number 4, Brooklyn.org. Battleforbrooklyn.org coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow. Here's another friend of Dolores. She happens to be a big-time doctor, senior correspondent at Fox News, and the author of not one but two great books, Make America Healthy Again, and her latest release, big-time book, Panic Attack. And, of course, a Bernie and Sid fave on this very newsworthy morning. It is the lovely Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Doc, how are you?
What's up, Doc?
Gentlemen, thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Gentlemen, I like that. We don't get called out often, just so you know, Nick. Hey, listen, I couldn't believe what I saw yesterday. The CDC, they change their mind literally on a daily basis. We don't need to wear masks. We've been vaccinated. Now they come out yesterday and they reverse course. Even if you've been vaccinated, their recommendation is wear a mask inside. My fear is that cities and states across the country will run with that and put us right back where we were months and months ago. Please tell me I'm wrong, Nicole, even though I know I'm not.
Well, so listen, first of all, you know I am never shy to criticize how this pandemic has been handled. I do understand why the CDC came out with some updated guidelines when it comes to the Delta variant. The Delta variant is much more contagious, and you know, they're having some data that shows that maybe people who are having these breakthrough infections who have been vaccinated, albeit extremely, extremely rare, but they've tested their viral loads, and they're suggesting that maybe their viral loads are high enough that they could be transmitting it to other people. But here's the thing. I'm really tired of these major announcements and then subsequent policy decisions and mandates on maybes and possibilities. We are far too into this pandemic to be making such decisions like this that are polarizing with a lack of data. It doesn't work for us. And while the message yesterday should have been, guys, you have to go out and get vaccinated. It's the only way to lessen viral transmission and stop these variants from developing. But that was completely muddied into what turned out as they really just focused on, hey, vaccinated people, you have to change again. Now, the good news is they did give metrics. They didn't say everyone needs to put a mask on again, regardless of where you are. They said, listen, if you're in an area with high transmission, you should wear a mask. I don't necessarily agree with universal masking indoors, even in areas of high transmission, but I certainly believe the people who are at higher risk for those severe breakthrough infections, like those over the age of 65, or who have some sort of immunosuppression, yes, if I was one of those people, I absolutely would be wearing a good medical-grade mask if I were congregating indoors with a bunch of people I don't know, even if I was vaccinated, because of the Delta variant. But that doesn't mean that everyone who's vaccinated needs to do that, because these breakthrough severe infections are very rare, about less than 5,000 out of the 160 million Americans who have been vaccinated.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, Dr. Walensky, the head of the CDC, first of all, she does a conference call. Why didn't she stand up in front of reporters, take questions, her and Fauci, by the way, and answer, you know, some back and forth? And as you point out, this is a quote from her. Some vax people who are infected may spread the virus. Well, I would ask her, cite the science, as you point out. How many vaccinated people get infected? Percentages. Give us the percentage. Give us the facts. I mean, was there some new science, some new study that came out? We don't know. They never mentioned it yesterday.
We're quoting a preprint data, but it doesn't actually show that vaccinated people who are have breakthrough infections are transmitting the virus. It's more of a scientific showing that they were just measuring the viral loads, and maybe with those viral loads, they could transmit it. That's not helpful. We need solid contact tracing to prove that these vaccinated individuals who are having breakthrough cases, again, these very rare occurrences, that they're actually contributing to spread. And I can tell you, it would be a nominal amount. But now let's switch gears to the other aspect of what came out of yesterday. The fact that they said all K-12s need to wear masks, whether vaccinated or not, adults and children, and it has no bearing on whether or not there's high community transmission. That is the most asinine thing that could have come out of their mouth. And it's extremely frustrating because, again, they have a real problem with data collection. Nothing came out to make that change. Just all they said was, you know what, vaccinated people can maybe, perhaps, rarely, possibly, who knows, transmit the virus. And maybe, who knows, children may get a cold from it. You have to remember, there have been less than 400 children who have died from COVID-19. And again, while any death is tragic, especially in a child, we need to keep things in perspective. We have more children who die in car accidents every day, accidental drownings, other respiratory virus infections. And yet I don't see CDC Director Walensky coming out saying kids can no longer be in cars, kids can no longer be within 100 feet of a pool. We always need to have a mask on. How about they come forth and say, hey, listen, if you have local outbreaks of COVID-19 within a school, then maybe we need to do some mitigation efforts. Maybe we should temporarily mask and do some testing. That's just fair. Like we do with flus. If there's a local outbreak of flu in a school, sometimes they close down for a week just to kind of give everyone a chance to catch up. But to say everyone needs to be masked right now when we have data, ample data, that shows that this virus has very low risk to young children, especially under 12, the risk of mask wearing in this population certainly does not outweigh the benefits of lowering viral transmission. In fact, we know that schools really play very little role in community transmission.
Dr. Nicole Sapphire here on the Bernie and Sid Show. By the way, the majority, if not all of those kids, had comorbidities, those 300 or 400 that died
all
on top
of
that. Right,
every
all
of them.
So,
of them.
Right, but you know, I did see this doctor on with Shepard Smith yesterday, and he was saying there's a major difference between the UK variant, which we really thought we beat back in March and April with the vaccines. We thought we beat it, and the Delta variant that now seems to be causing and wreaking more havoc. Now, of course, it's a liberal channel. You know where this doctor is coming from, and don't tell me it's not about politics, because it is. But his point was the Delta variant is much different than the UK variant, and we are not beating the Delta variant. What about that?
Well, so first of all, Delta variant is different from the Alpha UK variant, and but that's okay. We expect variants to arrive. The goal is we want to make sure future variants don't arise that will completely escape existing immunity. And while we are seeing more breakthrough cases with Delta than we did Alpha, the great news is all of the vaccines are doing what's called uncoupling cases from severe illness. As you see, the cases are rising, but there is not the same rise in hospitalizations and deaths. And the UK saw this as well. And the UK is already on their way down. So we're probably 2 to 3 weeks behind the UK, which we always have been. The Delta variant is absolutely more contagious than prior variants, and it is replicating faster in people, which is causing people to have a higher viral load, which makes people more symptomatic. It's sending some younger people to the hospital who maybe wouldn't have been hospitalized with Alpha. But again, it is not causing more deaths. And 99% of the people who are dying of the Delta variant are not vaccinated. So the message is, while I respect everyone's medical freedoms and I do not agree with blanket vaccine mandates, I can tell you, based on the data and science, vaccinating yourself is the best way to protect yourself and those around you from severe disease.
You know, back to the kids, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, who wrote the book called Panic Attack. It's a very edifying book on the politics of the pandemic and everything else. Dr. Sapphire, you know, this protecting the kid, we're protecting kids from a virus that really doesn't hurt them. The masks hurt them. It suffocates them. It traumatizes them. And yet, you wrote about the politics, so I'm going to bring this up. This seems like a teachers union thing. I mean, if you mandate that all the teachers get vaccinated, you wouldn't have to make the kids wear masks. Am I wrong?
Well, so that's the thing. I think about 80% of all teachers have been vaccinated, but based on the CDC's latest recommendations, whether they're vaccinated or not, they want everyone to wear masks. Now, remember a year ago when we said, you know what, kids are the silent super spreaders, so we need to mask them to protect the teachers. Well, then now it is, never mind, because the teachers can be vaccinated. Now we have to mask the children to protect the children, despite the fact that the data shows that children are actually doing great. So yes, going forward with schools, first of all, big win when it came to the teachers unions by the CDC coming out and saying no matter what, kids need to be in person, because that was one thing they were still even hedging on, saying we may not go full time in person. But even Randy Weingarten, one of the union leaders, just tweeted out yesterday, or had a quote in I don't know which article, but she said, it's a great thing. Kids are going to be masked for the schools that are able to be open. It's like, time out. She's already hinting that some schools may not open. And that is where you're going to see that politicization rear its ugly head, because there's nothing saying children shouldn't be back in person full time.
That's evil and selfish, Dr. Nicole. Yep. I will posit that opinion on my own.
I agree with you. All right, Nicole, we'll see you August 12th in Brooklyn. Break out the glove. I know you took it out to the Yankee game a couple of months ago with your husband and kids, but now it's time for you to catch the baseball. You ready to go?
I would love to, except I'm out of town. But, you know, I'm always there to cheer on my girl Dolores in person and from afar.
All right, fair enough. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for this great conversation today. And as always, you're so great on this show. We love having you, and continued success at the hospital, on television with all your books. You're the absolute best, Nicole. Thank you.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
Take care, sweetheart. There's Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Now, folks, every day this week, the Peerless Spoilers Beat Bernie contest will feature Bernie pitted against a Red Apple Media employee. He beat Frank Morano. Frank is not over this. Frank is a mess. He's a, I swear he's a mess. He beat him 4-3 on Monday. Then he beat this this girl, Nicole,
an attorney for Red Apple. But Frank, we'll give you a rematch. Frank had a bad day. It's just the way the chips fell. I could have gotten a question that I didn't know. He just happened to get a question he didn't know. So don't take it too hard, Frank.
He's taking it very, very hard.
Please don't. He's a very smart guy.
He's a very smart guy.
He may very well beat me next time around. I'll give him a rematch.
He wants to do it on Friday, but I think that's too early. I don't want to see him suffer a little longer.
Let's build up the suspense.
You know what I'm saying?
Give some other people a chance.
Right. Yeah. Well, today's contestant, Bernie, is going to be Marissa Dunderdale, another attorney, an associate attorney for the Red Apple Group. So the attorneys are coming at you.
They're throwing they're heavy hitters at
you. The heavy hitters. Listeners still have the chance to win, of course, a $100 gift card and a Barry House coffee mug by being caller number 7. When we give you the cue to call, it's Bernie versus Marissa in a badass death match right here coming up at 9:40 only on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Stay connected 24/7. Join the conversation. Like 77 WABC on Facebook.
Hi, this is Dick Morris here. You know, one of the things that's going to unfold in the next year is inflation. You can't look at the level of $6 trillion of money printing that Biden is doing without understanding that's going to cause massive inflation. It already has. Last year, your retirement savings went down by 12%. If they're in dollars, because the dollar lost 12% of its value. This year, it'll probably lose 15 or 20%. So if you think you have $100,000 in the bank, think again. You had $88,000 at the end of the year. You're going to be down to about $65,000 at the end of this year. How do you keep your money safe? Gold and silver. They are historically the only way to fight inflation. Some people say cryptocurrencies, but you see how volatile those are. They can crash. And foreign currencies are just as unreliable. So call the Patriot Gold Group. They are the place you can go to protect your savings. 800-356-4470. That's 800-356-4470. 800-356-4470.
Cards for Kids. 1-877-CARDS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your card today.
1-877-CARDS-FOR-KIDS. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
All righty, folks. You've been hearing me talk about my friend and attorney for the 9/11 community, Michael Barish. His firm, Barish & McGarry, knows better than anyone that 9/11 did not end on 9/11. Their office was blocks from the towers, and for the last 20 years, they made it their mission to fight for anyone who was impacted by those attacks. I'm talking about first responders and non-responders alike. They even helped successfully lobby Congress to fully fund and extend the deadlines for the $10 billion compensation fund. 20 years later, I still can't believe there have been 68, folks, listen to this, 68 cancers linked to the toxins we were repeatedly told were safe to breathe. Things like skin, prostate, breast, and lung cancer, just a few that are presumed to be linked to the toxins. That means if you're someone who worked, lived, or went to school below Canal Street in the months after 9/11 and were diagnosed with a cancer or respiratory issue, you are probably entitled to compensation and a lifetime of free health care. If you qualify, that means you're covered for the rest of your life, no matter your family history. Don't wait. Call my friends today at Barish & McGarry. Here's a stat for you. Only 7% of non-responders have registered for the fund so far. What is the other 93% doing? Come on, folks. Let's get those numbers up and make sure everyone who continues to be impacted by 9/11 gets the compensation and health care they deserve. Protect yourself even if you're currently healthy enough to be sick, folks. The next deadline is fast approaching. It's about a week away. You're running out of time. Make sure you contact Barish & McGarry. They want you to know they've helped over 20,000 clients recover more than $3 billion. Folks, that's B, billion. Find them today at 911victimfund.com. That's 911victimfund.com. And tell them, of course, Sid sent you.
Stay entertained and informed now with Bernie and Sid in the Morning.
Folks, got a lot more to do today. Once again, thanks to Dolores Catania, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, still to come. Red Carpet Rendezvous host Lauren Conlon. She'll be here at 9:25. Lydia Reports. She's always great, coming up at 8:25. And, of course, your chance at $100 with Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers Beat Bernie. That comes your way at 9:40. Been a great show so far. Going to continue to be great. It's the Wednesday edition of Bernie and Sid in the Morning, only right here on Talk Radio 77.